Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Never speak harshly to an older man, but appeal to him respectfully as you would to your own father. Talk to younger men as you would to your own brothers. Treat older women as you would your mother, and treat younger women with all purity as you would your own sisters. In recent years, endless investigations have revealed that abuse exists throughout our society. Upon the publication of the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse report in 2021, the BBC's Mark Easton wrote, "There is barely a corner of this country's institutional, cultural, or spiritual life untarnished by the activities of abusers." Easton noted that wherever the inquiry looked, it found abuse. Tragically, the churches came in for severe criticism, and every Christian denomination has had to take a hard look at itself. Treating people lovingly, graciously, and wisely is a responsibility we all have. But Paul was particularly concerned for his friend Timothy to get this right. Church leaders find themselves in a vulnerable position, so Paul's advice is of great importance. Many ministries have been destroyed through foolish indiscretions, and Paul was eager that this shouldn't happen to Timothy. Paul's advice was fundamentally to encourage Timothy to think of the church as family. If he needed to say some challenging things to older men, he was to imagine that he was talking to his own father. It would be completely inappropriate for him to be strident and harsh, because that would immediately break the relationship and cause hurt. In the same way, he should speak to older women, as if they were his own mother. With younger men, he was encouraged to have a brotherly relationship and not to rule over them as if he was their boss. Paul urged him to treat younger women like sisters with absolute purity. Just as you would never take advantage of a sister, so too should women be treated with dignity and respect. These are words of huge wisdom, and if church leaders had lived by them over the years, unnumbered disasters would have been avoided. So let me ask you a question. In what way do you find Paul's advice helpful for your own relationships? Now let me pray with you. God, our Father, help us always to be loving, gracious, and wise in our relationships with other people. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.